This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Us, we're the Chunky Podcast.
That's so hard to keep.
It's goodness gracious. Off. Distinctly difficult off the dome to not say, may all your podcasts be white. And yeah. I think that's a given in the podcast.
Join us
for the most part.
There's too many of those kinds.
Yeah. Y'all ever thought about making a white one of these?
Join us.
Oh boy. I mean, that's sort of why we exist, right? To give the straight white boys their day in the sun.
Yeah, we got to have a voice. Yeah, us straight white fellas got to have a voice for once.
I wish people would listen.
My only goal, I think from now on, when people say, like, why do you have a podcast? Or like, what's your podcast about? Or like, what's the point? Or you make, you know, what is it's, I think it's just to take down Joe Rogan. I think that's what I would say common is like my for only you. Actual goal. Like, watch the throne. Someday all the finance bros are going to be listening to me.
Do you think if we started wearing vests, like finance bro vests,
it's certainly a step
could,
in the right direction.
We could beat Joe Rogan.
That's a help.
It's certainly a step in the right direction. I have to get what leathery if that's like and our, red somehow. And then I think,
can that be our 2026, like 2026 new show, Two Chunks of Hunk. We're here to beat Joe Rogan's ass.
I bet we get a lot. Yeah. I bet we get a lot of new listeners with that, to be honest. That's a pretty good marketing tool.
Well, I think Logan Paul got punched so hard he can't fight anymore. So
I watched that. Like, I watched that happen live.
What if we're like a Z tier celebrity and we start fighting and training, get strong enough to fight Joe
Rogan? I think we're probably
Rogan.
Like a Wingdings tier celebrity if we're being honest with each other. I'm not sure if we're even in the alphabet in terms of celebrity.
We're three lowercase A's. They've gone through the alphabet a couple of times before.
That's
they get
us,
to
yes.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I think I'm okay with that. If it's like Two Chunks in a Hunk, the podcast poised to beat Joe Rogan's ass. And then with an asterisk and then really small, it just says at podcasting.
At podcasting.
Because I don't want to fight. Yeah. He's short and little and I'm tall, but I still don't want to fight him.
I bet he's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He'll kill me. I know he's little, and I could probably just put my hand on his forehead and let him swing at the air.
Sure, I'm sure. That's the
but I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah,
his head seems strong too, though. Strong,
it's
strong.
It's got to be so wet, right?
Because like all
his
the brain
head
octane.
Has to be wet. Because his face is so red, and
you know he's
and
not afraid
shiny.
Of anything. He basically invented fear.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan, the inventor of fear. I'm Jordan.
Factor.
Fear factor. That's me.
I'm Doge. Today's punchline is Joe Rogan, and it's also a mistletoad.
What's your best chance at getting a prince on Christmas Day?
What kind of frog? Ooh. What kind of frog does a princess kiss on Christmas?
Ooh, see, you guys went the same direction I would, connecting the parable of kissing a frog to the practice of kissing under mistletoe. The punchline is, what's green covered in tinsel and goes ribbit ribbit?
All right.
That's pretty funny, though.
Sure.
Can you imagine starting it with that, though? How easy is that?
Yeah.
Right? What's green? You hang it in a door frame. It's got holly hanging off it. It's got little berries, and you kiss under it, and it's also a frog.
It goes through
a bit. What do you get when you cross a mistletoe and toad?
For a while in the early 2000s, it worked for a big beer company. I am Carter. And I have a blind draft for us today. How do you feel about that?
Okay. Before you start that, I have a story to share.
Tell me.
I was at CVS today.
I'm so glad you have another story. I thought the story that you referenced before the podcast that you were going to share, you just shared with us, which was funny.
I did. No, that's just for us. Because that contains a Christmas present spoiler for somebody, and they might, if they happen to ever listen to it, I can't do that. No, this is a story that happened to me today. I was at CVS. I went out for lunch today and got my favorite chicken Caesar wrap. I was craving it.
At CVS?
No big deal. They use kale instead of lettuce, and they grill the tortilla. It's amazing. It's so good.
Wow, where from?
Standard Service, right around here. Owned by the HG Supply people. It rips. Yeah.
Wow, I bet.
It's so good. So on the way home, Callie was like, oh, I need a stocking stuffer thing. Let's stop by this CVS, and I grab some chapstick. We come in, normal line. By the time we get back to the line, there's about 12 people, like 12 steps before us deep in this line. And there are, let me paint the picture real quick for you. You got cashier, two self-checkouts. One self-checkout has gone down because of lack of printer paper. Okay. The cashier has gone to go fix that self-checkout. So that there's now only one place to check out. And it is a self-checkout where there is a woman who is checking out a cart full of candy bars at self-checkout. Normally, even if the
how many candy bars do you think we got there?
Don't have to think. Saw the number. It kept track of how many items she scanned. And I watched the whole, I basically stood directly behind her because I was like, I got to know about this. And I saw, by the end, I saw exactly how many she scanned and her total. She normally, rule of thumb, common courtesy, 15 or less in the self-checkout. We know this.
Sure.
15's even crazy for self-checkout, but whatever. So she's scanning the entire time we are in line. It's probably about 12 straight minutes of scanning before she even gets to the pay part. And it does the help is on the way four separate times. Oof. And by the third time, she's saying it with the machine and throwing her hands up. What could possibly be wrong this time?
Oh, I imagined her singing it.
And she was having help is on the way. I mean, come on. That kind of thing. Yeah. So I want you guys to guess how many individual candies you think that she scanned.
50.
Okay.
I bet she did 80.
One of you is pretty close. 79 individual candies.
Goodness gracious.
For a grand total. This is after she did a bunch of coupons too. A grand total of $237 worth of candy at this CVS while I stood there and watched. It got to the point where I let a couple people go ahead of us because I was like, I just got to see how this ends. We had been there for so long and I felt like I was in it with her and this lady was right behind us. I was like, go ahead. I'm too engrossed in this and I gotta see this through. So 79
candies.
She
needs Costco for Christmas. She needs to be a Costco member.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. She was at the wrong store. But
I have always.
Maybe the C in CVS stands for Costco.
Or candy.
For Costco, very sure.
From my experience, granted, I've probably seen less than half of a percentage. Now, I mean, there's a million CVS stores in the world.
Sure.
CVS, people that what if work that was at CVS, true? Always working. Always, nonstop, from what I've
busy.
Seen.
Yeah.
Never enough. And there's always never enough of them.
Not they're really busy. Any standing around at CVS. I do
very busy
that.
Very busy because they hold all constantly. Of the tools. They got the magnet thing so that you can buy deodorant because there's too many people out here eating deodorant like candy. We got to get that behind lock and key.
But
let's do a blind draft.
That was sort of crazy.
That is absolutely crazy. 79.
That's too many. What are you going to do with that? You think she's got a work event?
Callie and I were sort of hypothesizing that maybe she's a star volunteer at a local church and is buying stuff to make little gift baskets for people tonight or something. I don't know.
That feels like corporate. That feels like business, not pleasure.
As the crow flies, there's a very, very, very large and bad church here nearby that is doing lots and lots of Christmas services.
Yeah.
All she got was 79 bar. That's it? There wasn't anything else in her cart? That feels expensive.
Well, I mean, it was like candy bars, and then it was like, you know, like a bag of Reese's, and then there was you know, dry mango slices. It was all little like treats and snacks, but it was 79 individual scans.
I think 79 candy bars was way too, that $200 is too expensive for 79 candy bars. But the other
Man, like $3 a candy bar is not that crazy depending on the size. And if you're going that far, you know,
that's true.
But you know, there was a couple, I think there was a couple like, you know, one of the like Reese's Cup minis, where it's like a $15 bag of Reese's Cup. Yeah. You know, I think there was a couple of things like that in there, but it was all candy and like treats. None of it was like beef jerky or like camping snacks. Like it was all like little treats. I don't know why camping snacks is different to me.
Shoot, 8,000 calories? I'll figure that off air. Maybe more than that. It's got to be more than that.
Man.
We're going to blind draft today because it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of Jordan's story, which is crazy. That he would tell this story at this time.
Wow.
Normally it's just 10. We're going to do 79. A list of 79 random. No, it's just 10.
It'll be the next three episodes.
Have y'all, I'm going to keep asking this. Are y'all having fun with it just being completely blind? Like you don't even know?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Great.
I love it.
So I'll read off already 10 picked of a category, and these guys have to rank from 1 to 10. Obviously can't reuse any of these. They've made some great lists. I think our most recent one, they were pretty upset about. I can't remember if that was the one that was fruit or...
Fruit was really controversial here in-house.
Fruit was a bit controversial. That was a funny video. Okay. Smith.
Are they different grannies? Could they be different grannies?
Smith. Or different agents.
Could be different agents. Could be... surnames, last names, could be
counties in Texas.
Could be jobs that don't exist anymore. Jobs that are last names. Let's play it safe. Let's stop overthinking it. Five.
Yeah.
Six. We always go high middle. Yeah, let's go
six.
Low middle.
Yeah, six is good. Six is good.
Go let's low go low middle. Middle. Okay. Smith off the board. Wilson.
Wilson. Has Owen Wilson ever been Santa Claus? Are these different actors who have portrayed Santa Claus? Has Owen Wilson ever been Santa Claus? Or has there been a...
Patrick Wilson, maybe.
Has Patrick Wilson been... Who's Smith? Has a Smith ever been Santa Claus?
Smith. Name one actor with last name Smith.
Will. Dame Judy.
Yeah.
Dame Judy Smith. Let's go five. Let's go five on Wilson.
Five. Yeah. Five is okay.
Dame Judy Smith.
Brands of volleyball.
Let's go with Coppola.
Francis Ford Smith, Francis Ford Wilson, Francis Ford Coppola.
This is like New York Times connections.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Coppola.
Coppola.
Coppola. Got a couple of confusing names on this list.
At the Coppa. Francis Ford Coppola.
His name was Francis.
Or it could be Sophia. Could be Sophia. Sophia Smith, Sophia Wilson, Sophia Coppola, Frankie Smith, Frankie Wilson. Can I say something crazy about Coppola?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was going to be an opinion. Maybe it still is. Are you playing the game?
No, it is.
Or is that just an opinion? Okay.
It's both. Yeah.
Seven. Is it seven?
Yeah. If Doge is okay with that, I think seven.
Yeah. In the absence of a rubric, none of the numbers are real.
Right.
Currently, we have five Wilson, six Smith, seven Coppola. Next, let's go. Gotta
protect our edges.
Olson.
Elizabeth Wilson. Elizabeth Smith. Elizabeth Coppola. Or, if I may, Mary-Kate and Ashley Smith, Mary-Kate and Ashley Wilson, and Mary-Kate and Ashley Coppola. Smith & Smith Mystery Agency. Are these detectives?
Hang on. Okay. She is famous. Elizabeth Olsen is famous for playing the Scarlet Witch. Owen Wilson played Lightning McQueen, who is red.
And Francis
and then of course,
Ford Coppola.
And of course, we have the other two as well.
Yeah. And then Smith... Will Smith played the fresh prince.
The fresh prince.
Of Bel-Air. Fresh like an apple. It's fruit again.
Will Smith which is ate red. Spaghetti in that it's one AI again. Video.
It's so fun to see it happen organically. Which I was talking about how much it's, I love the trope of the detective show. How they just build connections. Yeah. It's just kind of fun that you can just do that with anything. Just give it a shot.
Regardless of which Olsen, 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to appreciate the contributions of the Olsen sisters.
Yeah. I'm a big Olsen head. You got it, dude.
Cusack.
Joan or John.
Jesse's cowboy hat is red. Famous people who wear red.
Did Elizabeth Olsen voice a clause at some point? I feel like I remember Joan Cusack voicing a clause at some point.
She voiced a clause?
Like a Mrs. perhaps.
She did voice Let's a terrifying Mars mom. A mom that made Mars it to Mars mom, and almost yeah. died from suffocating.
How about hit me with a quattro? Let's protect the edges.
Sure, yeah. 4.
Whoa, man.
We have 3 Olsen, 4 Cusack, 5 Wilson, 6 Smith, 7 Coppola. Next, Wayans.
I love a Wayans. Man, I love a Wayans. Kind of agnostic as to which, if I'm being honest with you.
I mean, I'll put a Wayans in 2.
I'm thinking 2 for Wayans.
2? Yeah.
I protect my edges outside of the Wayans.
Yeah.
And if I can weigh in on the Wayans, big fan.
How many times did Coach wear red on New Girl?
50, dude. So many times.
Wayans at 2?
Wayans at 2.
Yeah. Baldwin.
Ooh, that's a real gamble. Because I like the Alec pretty much anti on the others.
I like the Alec.
Yeah.
The others are so stinky that I'd be okay putting a Baldwin low.
Let's go 8. Let's go 9 Baldwin.
9.
This leaves 1, 8, and 10 open because Baldwin goes
at 9.
To 9. Any guesses here as to the theme?
Literally none.
It's all it's all people who have family in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. We assume. I mean, Jaden and Will.
Yeah.
Owen and Luke. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Does Coppola have a sibling? Because so far they're all, no, Jaden and Will are Papa.
Jaden and Will are not siblings.
Papa E-son.
You got it.
Jada Pinkett, of course. Okay.
It's all families.
Bing, bing. Yes. Coppola's included.
Okay. Okay.
Francis Ford.
Frankie Ford.
Sophia.
Sofala Coppola.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is a Coppola.
I'm mostly happy with this list. Right. I'd probably, again, I'm happy where Baldwin's are because Alec, yes, the rest, no. I'd probably bump Smith down a bit if I'm being honest with you, but everybody 3 else left. I'm pretty comfortable with.
1, 8, and 10 available. Hemsworth.
Yeah. There's certainly not an 8 or a 10, but there's.
I like the brothers. I'll put them at 1.
I'll put him at 1. I just feel so strongly that we're going to end up with somebody sad at 8 or 10. Yeah. But them's the best.
Hemsworth at 1?
I guess. You want to put him at 8?
Not really, but.
I like him.
Let's go. Let's save one. I like it better when the two edges are the last ones left. Let's put him at 8.
Yeah, okay. 8. Let's do 8 for the Hemsworths.
We got 1 and 10 left.
I hear that Geralt's armor is red in the new season.
Interesting.
Our shadow theme is still continuing.
Skarsgård.
Okay.
Do like the Skarsgårds.
Skarsgårds are the anti-Baldwins for me, where each one is more precious to me than the last.
Yeah, every one a gift. I'm so terrified that we're going to end up with 10 Jonas or something, but let's go 1 Skarsgård.
Skarsgårds are 1, Jonas. Yeah.
Let's go 1 Skarsgård.
That means it. I'll just read through the list then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our Hallmark Christmas movie was so very much about family.
Sure.
I thought it would be fun to do a blind draft.
Grandma even quoted Fast Five.
She did.
Hollywood families.
She did.
Dude. Number 1, Skarsgård. 2, Wayans. 3, Olsen.
Strong top 3.
4, Cusack. 5, They're Wilson.
High. Yeah, Cusack's a little high. Cusack's
6,
a little high.
Smith.
Smith's a little high.
7, Coppola. 8, Hemsworth. 9, Baldwin, and 10, rounding us out with the family draft, Gyllenhaal.
No!
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Oh, devastating. Devastating. I'm Team Jake. Sorry. Sorry, Swifties.
Yeah. Like our power in our houses, our personal homes.
Man, I'm never going to kick Alex Jones's ass.
We lose all
Alex
of it.
Jones.
I mean,
I'll kick his ass too.
They're the same, right? They're both just sort of shiny, sweaty, bald dudes. So
overall, while there's some things that you were upset with, that is the furthest y'all have gone without picking up yet on what the theme was. So I think for y'all to get 6 or 7 in, I didn't mean to do that. I never realized how much I say 6, 7.
That's funny, dude. That's hilarious.
That's so good, dude.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
There's a video of you doing right now. There's a video of you doing that with Subway Surfers right next to you on TikTok doing numbers.
Doing numbers is absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
But I think you did really well for not knowing what you were doing for most of the time. I thought that was great.
Hey, that's life, baby.
Hey,
would you have rather had Skarsgård at 10 and Gyllenhaal at 1? Like, what do you do?
No. I mean,
Skarsgård would have been my
probably not.
I think by the time we put Cusack high, it was kind of like, man, we took our good
the stuff. Magic well, Jake, of the Skarsgård.
Jake's doing a lot more individual heavy lifting. I like Maggie quite a bit, Maggie's but great. Jake's doing a lot more heavy lifting of the Gyllenhaal name than any individual Skarsgård alone would be doing. So they deserve one.
Some of the true magic of the Skarsgårds is there's always another one more that you didn't think of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's always an extra. Yeah. Because you're like it's just the three of them, right? Oh, no, there's four.
There's a secret third Hemsworth.
There is. What show?
I've only ever seen him in Westworld.
Oh, yeah, Westworld. That's what it was.
That's the only thing I've ever seen him in. But, you know, he's around. No, wait. Wasn't he in Ragnarok? He played Thor.
He was.
In the play.
He played it.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. He was.
Because Matt Damon played Loki in the play, right?
Damon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's super funny. Speaking of funny, Finding Mr. Christmas season finale. Let's talk about it. Wow, what a season we had here.
Goodness,
a real
guys.
Nail-biter there at the end. We were down to our three boys. We had Angel, Rustin, and Craig as our final three. And it was, a photo finish if you ask me.
Yeah, it was close. I think it was pretty close.
I think so too. Let's talk about the final challenge. Big period piece for some reason. Terrible. Yep. Terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
Stop
terrible.
That train period piece. Yep.
Awful.
Hey, where do you hold think on. You're going?
Stop the train. Love of my life's getting on. Hit my blocking. Yeah. Smoocher. Call it a day. Had to have a conversation
in
a ticketing
there.
Station. Yeah, it was just...
Go get her, son. Watch where you're going, my boy.
The way he played that line like he was 70 years old.
And then as soon as he's like, I got to catch the love of my life, he's like, no problem.
Yeah. Even Jonathan was at his worst, it felt.
Yeah.
What he was given. I think we loved the set. I think while I'm fine with our winner, I think this was one of his worst.
Believe
I think he fell off. The way that he waited for the obstacles to come before he jumped.
Fully agree.
Kind of saw this a little bit too in our movie that we'll talk about in the second half. Kind of just waiting and then acting. But I'm still happy that this individual is the one who won.
I
didn't want to spoil it.
I am too as well.
But
yeah. No, it really felt like Angel, who statistically was my least favorite actor in almost every acting challenge, managed to get a nice second place for me in this particular challenge. Rustin took it home for best in this acting challenge, which was not surprising to me. Craig, our season 2 winner, Mr. Christmas himself, Craig.
Yeah.
Was the worst by a mile in this one.
Yeah. It was really bad.
And it was surprising, but which is why it was so shocking.
Got. From Jonathan and Melissa. Even their feedback made it feel like he wasn't going to win.
I agree.
Yeah.
And so this brings up, you know, I love thinking behind the curtain, you know, because I think sometimes
that is
when
all
you have,
I have been doing.
When you have a winner you don't want or a winner that surprises you, you're like, okay, I also understand that this is a production and they're trying to make money off of this.
Well,
and they
let's
have
part the curtain
audience.
Just a little bit. Because we should jump into this too, and I'm with you, but let's part the curtain just a little bit. Craig is not the lead in the movie this time.
No.
So this is the fiasco. This is what I am thinking, is that I think they decided who won based on how good you were at playing the funny brother.
Agreed.
In that challenge a couple of weeks ago.
They're
because
Trojan
that's
horsing
the role that,
what their actual role is.
100%. That was a secret audition for Make or Break Christmas.
Fully would that agree, mean because Ezra did the best with the calendar with the dogs? Remember, there were dogs in his challenge that they did.
Maybe. I think they were thinking about Ezra more. I think they were thinking about Ezra when they did this season, but I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking about him. I have a hunch.
Yeah, I'm a little confused why. I mean, it's still like who's going to be Hallmark's next leading man, and then he wasn't, which is odd. They went with Craig, which is
good. I like Craig a lot. I was hoping Craig would win.
I do too. Craig was my favorite guy of the season, and I think that if you're going to if they're saying whoever is Mr. Christmas is going to play Hunter King's brother in this movie, then Craig's the right choice. But why is that what the winner gets when an arguably worse actor got a leading role in a movie last year?
That should not be the prize. This is the question that I wanted to bring to you guys today. I wanted to ask in the second half, but I'll ask it now. Must a son pay for the sins of the father?
Right.
Or may a son be judged on his own merit? Because I think that Craig got screwed over by the Hallmark Channel in a pretty major way because of how bad at acting Ezra is.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. It's really interesting because you would think, I mean, you don't have to correct all your wrongs. And I would even argue that there's current competitive reality shows that we watch that are in the dozens of seasons that even a most recent iteration is kind of like, ooh, we've gone backwards a little bit. You know, like there's always going to be ups and downs.
I wonder what you could be talking about.
But there's,
I like that Melissa was like, Craig, if you're going to win, I need you to name each one of our family members by
their
age and their top five hobbies.
Come on, man.
yikes. But yeah, so certainly with a second season, there's going to still be things that I'm pretty frustrated about. But it's the complete opposite now. It's like now you got the guy who could do well in being in a movie, which is kind of the point, is to be an actor.
Yeah.
And now what you've given him is not right. When we had the guy that won that shouldn't have got a real big role.
Yeah, it's like it went from a bad actor gets a leading role to like a decent actor gets stunt casting. I don't understand it.
Yes.
It's very odd.
It is very odd.
Ooh, it made me like I found myself as I'm watching A Make or Break Holiday getting angry on behalf of my friend Craig, who I've never met.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craig deserves more.
Is genuinely frustrating to be like, this is the, I saw there's a reviewer on IMDb who has done the same thing we have. And they're like, I watched Finding Mr. Christmas season 2 and I can't believe how poorly Craig was treated to get this tiny, tiny role in this movie.
They have disrespected my boy.
Mm-hmm. It's like have respect for the sanctity of the competition. Like at the end of the day, it's the prize should mean something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
I'm joking a little bit, but I'm serious.
Do you want quality next year? You know, like it's interesting. And if next year the winner gets a feature length movie, I'll be asking myself the question: what are we doing here? You know, what's up with this? Interesting, very interesting. Yep. Let's talk about the movie a little more. The show's over, but the movie still lives in our hearts. Let's go to show announcements. We'll be right back with more of Make or Break Christmas.
Make or Break.
We wish you a merry podcast. We wish you a merry podcast. We wish you a merry podcast. Please rate and review. Imagine Dungeons, 2 chunks in a hunk. Rate and review. Tell your friends. Do it all. Open your presents and then shove your phone in family's face and be like, you gotta listen to this. Gotta listen to this.
Folks, that kind of speed, hitting all those shout announcements bullets like that, that's how he makes it around the whole world in one night. So leave your milk and cookies out for Jordan tonight. He's got a lot of shout announcements to do for all the boys and girls on this whole beautiful planet that we call home. And now back to the show.
Snickerdoodles and LaCroix is better for me.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Santa Claus just burping your whole family awake, slamming a LaCroix at every house.
He's like, ho, 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 ho. It was supposed to be one solid noise. It was just supposed to be ho, but he burps in the middle. That's why there's three of them. It's time to talk about a make or break holiday. Do you mind?
Yeah, I already asked my big question, so you could go.
Boo, dude.
I guess comedy's hard to write. I guess it's really hard to write funny stuff.
You know what this did for me is in the data collection of it all? Because we've talked about the different kinds of Hallmark movies.
Nerd. Right?
The bad one,
yeah.
The really good one, and somewhere in between, which are the bleh. I will say, with our two Finding Mr. Christmas movies, I had a better experience with Ezra's movie.
For sure.
Than I did this one because it was so bad. Because it actually did the thing. It didn't do the thing it wanted to, but it did the thing that can make a fun Hallmark experience.
I feel like this movie, I'm digging in my backyard and I just found a dinosaur bone previously unknown to science. Mm-hmm. And we're like, look at this new kind of guy that there is. I've never seen a Hallmark where they're like, this one, actually, we had our writing team watch The Proposal and then said, can you make us one of those? Like, I've never seen them do like a straight up, like, this is a comedy.
Right.
And it's tough. Boys, it was hard to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I think it loses even extra points for me for having like Hunter King, who I think is a real actress. Like, I think she's like in real stuff, right?
I tend to think she's good in these. We've seen her in a couple of other of these before.
Have we? We see Joey a lot in a bunch of other stuff. Her sister.
Yeah, Joey, older or younger?
She was in the Santa Summit.
Yeah.
She was in...
Joey was in Bullet Train.
Joey was in Bullet Train.
Correct. Joey's the real actor. Joey shows up in real movies.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess Hunter is pretty much only in like this kind of stuff.
She's like the third Hemsworth.
Which is like, that's the whole reason they got me doing the blind draft that we did. Because I was like, what are these families? Do these families talk about their careers? I feel like most of the ones that I read that you had on your list are talking about their careers around the holidays, if that's a thing that they do. I think at the King house, it's like maybe we don't bring it up because these are very different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I think I have to agree with that.
You know, that's not fair.
What else has she done here? We're looking to see if there's anything real.
Anything that hit a theater.
She was in an episode of Workaholics.
Okay.
That counts.
Did you see that Craig was in an episode of Game Changers?
He was. He was in an episode of Game Changer as a hot guy.
Yeah. Way to go, dude.
Hey, fair enough. Yeah, no, I'm not seeing anything that seems real here. So I think Hunter might just sort of be...
He found her niche.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's
great. She's where she needs to be. Okay. Can one of y'all summarize this movie, please? I don't want to.
I can give
it a
shot.
Couple have been together for a year.
Yeah.
Their first fight, they decide this... Well... They don't break up, but they think they do.
Yeah.
And then they have to pretend to not break up when their whole terrible family,
terrible
than the last, comes to stay with them over Christmas.
Terrible family.
The alternate title of this movie could be a really a stressed out, high control individual refuses to understand her partner who has ADHD.
Yeah. Could be that.
I think
we're just not asking.
What was his name?
About our feelings. We're not asking questions. Something Malfoy,
I think. Hallmark Boy?
Daniel?
Hallmarkus?
Daniel Malfoy?
Daniel Daniel Malfoy, Daniel deserves some blame.
I'm just saying that because he looks like he's straight out of Slytherin. I had an issue.
I think he was trying hard, dude.
No,
I think he was trying hard. But I think I'm realizing if I can be a petty Hallmarkiest now, because I think I've watched enough content.
You can.
His face has too many edges and points to be.
I'm talking about the character, not the actor, but yes.
Well, I'm talking about the actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, he did fine.
Look, what I'm talking about here is I think the character of Liv deserves some blame for being too controlling and type A to a fault. I think the character of Daniel was equally annoying because his lesson was basically just like, can't help it.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Yeah, what is middle? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not totally sure.
Come on. Fix it.
Not totally sure.
Put a reminder in your phone. It's not that hard. Like speaking as a forgetful boy, speaking as a gentleman who is frequently the one who's like, oh, I was supposed to do that, wasn't I? You have to learn some discipline. You got to figure it out.
100%.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. There was something happening with Craig's face this whole movie to where it was like when he wasn't speaking, his just resting face, that I would be able to look at like, hey, Jordan's listening right now. Doge is listening. These are normal faces. It was just a little bit off. Like, have you played the Mario Party game, the mini game, to where you have to pull Bowser's face or someone's face to look like the original? We were at 95% on Craig's face the whole time.
For some reason,
when he's not talking, it looks like he's just like,
I don't know where to find this information. Look, I need to see.
He's tense.
The thing that I noticed about Craig in this movie is comparatively here it is. Craig is 6'1", and he looked huge in this movie.
Like, it also felt like the camera was like coming down because it's like, we got to make sure the shots with him and grandma are from her hips.
He looks out of place in this movie, in this home with this family, because it was like, whose child could he possibly be?
I think
enormous.
They were trying so hard to do like Fockers. Like they were trying to make
because
you either go full, you go full comical, ridiculous, how awful this family is, how awful these in-laws are, or it's a mix and you have that reprieve. I do think that Craig and our lead's sister were supposed to be that, right? That's why they get to team up and try and parent trap, you know, sibling trap and Christmas.
Hey, her pop culture references were my least favorite thing about this movie, but the only genuine laugh was when grandma quoted Dom Toretto from Fast Five.
Yeah, no, that was pretty funny.
That was special.
That was pretty funny. I laughed against my will at the shoehorned reference to Finding Mr. Christmas when Jonathan was like, what do you think, you're Mr. Christmas or something?
I want to hold on Craig for a beat, almost as if he hears a voice
right
from beyond the curtain.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now resume.
Right. Now it's something, man. Like this movie felt like the most, I really feel like there's a completely separate writing team who does Finding Mr. Christmas and the Finding Mr. Christmas movie, because it was uniquely bad.
Yeah.
It was uniquely, they even had the same cookie discussion in this movie that they have in Finding Mr. Christmas. Like,
it's wild.
Which, that cookie discussion, Craig did best at.
Mm-hmm.
He
didn't have it in this movie.
He didn't have the discussion here in this movie.
Apparently, he did better at Brother than at Cookie Discussion. And
probably
so
because
they
filmed this movie before the finale of Finding Mr. Christmas. I bet that's what it was.
You think
before
so?
No, that'd be crazy. our lead, what's the lead character's
He's just like, man,
name?
This is a really long challenge.
What's our lead? What's her name? It's Daniel.
Liv.
I think, too, in just the way the characterization, like the way that we write these characters is so inconsistent.
Yeah.
And it just does like a hard, like, she would not really fall for a guy like this.
Right.
With the way that she was at the beginning. I mean,
she's truly
laid that
this
on
intense.
Heavy. And there were parts of this that were relatable, whether these were qualities I saw in myself or things I saw in other people, and I saw some stuff in Daniel. But the way that they get so hot and heavy in like 3 minutes was just like,
yeah, dude.
Maybe the part of the plot was going to be like, I don't think Hallmark does one night stands, right? So we got to make sure that they're living together or they're on the way to living together, buying a house and all that cute stuff. But
can I tell you what makes this movie 10 times better?
Huh?
The two of them meet and hook up after a Christmas party, and then their brother and sister end up dating each other and bring and their families come together for Christmas, and boom, Daniel and Liv are now in the same house again. Things are awkward because they're not each other's type, and they're having to like meld their two families together. That's a so much more interesting
and they were version. Close. That's so much more interesting.
That's a so much more interesting.
So much more.
I also, can I say, and I can, and I will.
You can, yeah.
The we have candy a podcast. Swap game is the stupidest idea I've ever heard, and a good movie could have made that scene more chaotic and fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doge took his glasses off. You okay?
All the things I want to say about this movie are the things that it's not fun to podcast about because it's like, I want to go scene by scene and be like, that line should have been this. That line should have been this.
Right.
That line should have been this. Like, there is, this feels like a poor first draft that I'd be like, with a 100%. Lot of work. With a lot of work, we could get this to a 6 out of 10. But what you've given me is ingredients, and you put them all in the wrong order in the wrong places. Yeah. And we're going to try to make a meal out of this, but just know it's not going to be what you thought it was going to be.
And let me it is sort of like I ordered a pizza and they gave me like a bag of cheese, a jar of sauce, and some raw dough. And they were like, there you go. There's your pizza.
Yeah, that's all that's pizza after a fashion.
Let me take a quick aside. If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, well, if you think you can do it so well, why don't you write one? We did.
And it was so good. It got stolen.
It was so good.
We're not lying.
It got yoinked out from under our feet.
Somebody took it from us. Melissa Joan Hart.
We'll name names. Sabrina the Teenage Witch took it from us.
Statute of limitations. I think we could say anything at this point. But Sabrina the Teenage Witch stole a movie from us.
I promise we've been here before. And maybe we don't want to write another one because it's a little bit traumatic. Maybe we don't want to write another one.
Now, if Hallmark wants to get in tippity touch and say, okay, you guys write the next Finding Mr. Christmas movie, done, dude.
Easy, bro.
Done.
We'll even give you 70% of what you want, of what makes Hallmark Hallmark, if you give us 30% of trying something different.
Yep. First one's free. Please. We'll write the first one for fun.
Oh, bro, I wouldn't.
Dude,
I
cannot
don't need money.
Express.
No.
I cannot express how much I love the brand, how much I would love to do a movie for the brand. Like,
I wouldn't say I love the brand. I think
I'm frustrated by this because it's not what the brand could be. Mm. And what the brand could be is not generally very good or my cup of tea, but it's certainly not this.
I love Christmas and I love bad Christmas movies. And I think the world is in desperate need of adult DCOMs. And that's what Hallmark should be, is adult DCOMs with crazy Christmas magic and weirdness and actual humor. And we've had
so much more of my coffee left.
He's fine.
He's really upset, y'all. Look what you've done.
Yeah,
Hallmark. Guys, he loves you.
Okay, Hallmark, listen, I almost died on this recording, and the last movie I watched would have been Make or Break Holiday. Are you okay with that? Do you want that on your conscience, Hallmark?
For real, take the money that you would spend to pay writers.
I've been watching
and put it into Finding Mr. Christmas Season 3 and let us write the next one for free. We will do it.
Come on.
It's also lining up with my age as I get closer to 40. And start to get into and become some of the things I complain about my parents. But I've watched so much Hallmark now. I'm even pissed that this got the 7 p.m. slot. Are you kidding me?
Yes, dude.
You put this on at 7?
I got to go to bed.
This is your high ticket. This is your premiere movie the Sunday before Christmas. The last Sunday of the season, you're doing this one?
You can get Hallmark, you can have that perspective. You got a couple young bucks over here with me and Doge. We're still in our early 30s. We know what the people crave.
I included myself. How silly.
No, we got an old guy and a couple young bucks.
Hallmark, listen, me and Jordan, we want to write a movie with our dad Carter before he dies. Please.
It's our last wish.
Hey, real quick, let's put that in the vault. Writing a script with your dad before he dies. Hallmark would love that.
Pretty decent movie.
Come on, Finding Mr. Christmas movie next year is extremely meta.
Yeah, for here's the thing. We could get you something like Dad, Wherever You Are, I Miss You. Yeah. We could bring you some heat like that. Hallmark, if you need a proof of concept, just go find our episode about Feliz Navidad. That would have killed. You could have had it before Melissa got to it.
Yeah. Do you know how much she makes in royalties from that every year?
Do you?
No, because I tried to claim ownership of it and I can't.
I don't know.
Because they should be going to me. Those checks should be coming to my mailbox.
Look, I'm just saying we could do better. And I'm not writing a spec script for nothing. Not again.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Not exactly. Again.
I've been there.
Take a risk, Hallmark. Do it.
Take a risk. Check it twice.
Okay. You're going to find out that we are your guys.
Guys.
Guys. Okay, what if next year there? What if next year there's Finding Mr. Christmas season 3, right?
Sure.
I bet there is.
A web series, webisodes, Finding Mr. Christmas's
like it's
Mr. 2008. Christmas. Yeah, on your iPod video.
Right.
Finding Mr. Christmas's Mr. Christmas, and it's us, and we're in a writing competition. There's a competition who can write the Mr. Christmas movie.
Mm.
I don't even want, the competition's insulting. I've seen what they're doing.
Honestly, dude, we could totally do this because one of the things I would imagine they would say when we're sitting around the table trying to
tell
people,
hey, Hallmark, we have so long.
They're like, well, you got to be able to write it sometimes within 2 weeks. Okay. Give us 48 hours. Yeah. You kidding?
Give me a whiteboard and a pot of coffee and I will crank this thing out for you overnight. Also,
Hey boys, it's been 8 years. Give me a hot mic and a 45-minute timer.
Yeah.
Let me fly.
What if we start now? Get in touch now. Think about how much time. Imagine if somebody tried for like any amount of time. The movie you could get. Hallmark, the movie you could have if you let somebody try.
Here's the thing. I do think Melissa Joan Hart thinks about us sometimes. Do y'all ever wonder that?
She has to.
She definitely does. We're on her mind sometimes. She definitely does. I think.
Do you think she's ever like, hey, my black cat from Sabrina, do you remember that time they messaged me and I was in the carpool parking lot?
Do you remember that time her mom or whatever?
Trying to drop her kids off. I was trying to drop my kids off
and that podcast asked all of their listeners to blow up my comments on social media?
Here's what we do. If we feel so serious about this that we don't want the big sister Melissa Joan Hart listeners out there giving this to her.
She's got shooters. Knowing our next what you're move, telling me.
I think we write a script for free out of the goodness of our heart, out of the Christmas spirit, and send it to what we thought was Hallmark. And we're talking to Hallmark the whole time in the email, accidentally send it to Melissa and her company.
Just let her
see if she takes it, bro. See if it bites. Meanwhile, actually write Hallmark and say, hey, keep your eyes out for the competition.
Do y'all ever think about the fact
she's going
to
do this?
Do y'all ever think about the fact that like down to the casting decisions, she stole our movie?
Yes.
I've never had such a strange experience. All three of us are storytellers and love sharing stories. Anytime someone brings this up to me that has never heard about this, I feel like I'm about to blow your day. I might as well be Columbo reading to my kid about the Princess Bride. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to blow your freaking mind.
I forget and then somebody will remind me that this happened and I will get mad all over again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Maybe we should re-release the organic discovery because I was telling y'all on the podcast. Do you remember that?
I can't. Yes. I
can't relive
it. We should re-release that.
I can't relive it. It hurts too much.
We'll George Lucas special edition it. There's going to be a lot of cool new CG elements. Yeah. Whole new song and dance number. You're going to love it.
A Ford
Hayden
Post.
Christensen's in it now.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. You guys are going to love it. A Force Ghost of the cat.
That's how Mario bad Lopez this movie was. Like, we've spent most tentacles of the time not talking about it. That's how bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. Hallmark, we can do better. I promise. We'll do it for free. Just give us a chance. Make it a thing. If it sucks, you can be like, these dumb idiots, we let them take a chance and then they ruined Christmas. There's no risk. We'll do it for free. First one's free. After that, because you're going to want more. Yeah. And once you do, you got to pay for those. But that first one, you can have it.
Hallmark, here's the deal is we're going to keep watching and covering this show.
Yeah.
We're going to watch every Finding Mr. Christmas now until you stop doing them. And we're going to keep covering them. And we're one of like three outlets doing this. No one else is watching your show and talking about it. We're here.
And the people that are, they're our friends too.
I do love them. I do love them very much.
Well, if anything, at least we know that we're going to get to have Angel and Justin on the podcast. So that's fine. That's exciting.
Just two of them with brown hair are going to start the brownies.
Rustin. Hey, you mean Rustin, too. Right? You mean Rustin, right?
Rustin, totally. Be
embarrassing. Nice. Embarrassing. Well, Angel and Justin, if you're listening,
do you think we could, it'd be really nice to meet you.
Get Rustin to tell us his story about, like, I want to know beat for beat what happened.
I forgot again. I forgot.
Because I bet he would never listen to this podcast. And we would just get to sit here and all know that we were in on the secret about how ridiculous we think this story is and just listen to him talk about it.
I don't think I could stop myself from saying something to him about it, unfortunately.
I could.
I think I would have to be like, so that's
something
not
something happens
true.
When you reach well past middle age, boys.
Yeah.
When you just don't care anymore.
You don't got that dog in you anymore. You don't want to fight over it.
Nah.
You're in your twilight
save
years.
The dog I got left, you know?
Well,
every boy only gets so much dog.
There's only
you
so much dog
spend
to
spend all your
you.
Dog too early.
You can't use it all.
Oh,
dude.
Gosh, you cannot go into
once
the,
your dog's
the
gone.
Red
once your
dog.
Dog's gone, once your dog's gone, that's dog gone.
That's it.
All right, let's come on. Hey, come on, man. Let's just take it easy. Come on.
I bet you wish I had died when I drank that coffee. You'd be a premium right now.
A callback.
You wish I was dead. Well, to end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to give our name and what our Christmas wish is for our dear friends and listeners, and then how we want Hallmark to reach out to us. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan. My Christmas wish is that each and every one of you have a great and holiday time. And when you're in the car, you're listening to podcasts you love, and we hope we're on it. And when
hope it's
you're,
ours.
And when you're with your family, we hope that you like that. And if you don't like that, we hope that you get out of there fast as hell. Mm-hmm. And Hallmark, if you'd like to talk to us, Instagram is probably the easiest. Mm-hmm. You can find us.
Yeah, we're there. We're out there. I'm Doge. My Christmas wish for each of our listeners is that they have the holiday that no more lives torn apart, no more podcasts ever start. There's enough of those.
We're done. Mm. We got in that's just under the wire.
We got in. We're the last one. I'm going to close the door behind me. I hope you have the holiday that is perfect for you and that you feel relaxed and refreshed and ready to start 2026 in a way that empowers you to kick Joe Rogan's ass.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's get him. Man, we're starting a lot of goals here.
Hallmark, you can email us where you've emailed us before.
That's true. You've got our contact info.
We're not strangers. I know, Hallmark, you don't do one-night stands, but you kind of did with us.
Ooh, yeah.
Dang, dude.
Now Hallmark, I'm calling you. I have your kid.
Oh, come pick him up.
Come pick him up. He's late for soccer.
That's a movie right there.
Come on.
That's soccer dad.
Movies just spill out of us.
Soccer,
we're not even trying.
I'm Carter.
We wish you a Merry Kickmas, and it's about soccer.
Yes. In the Kumite. Oh, man. I'm Carter, and I'd love to hear about this through Dax.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Appreciate that. And my hope is that if people watched the movie that we watched, Make or Break Christmas, I think what would have really made Christmas isn't necessarily the strange way that this couple ended up magooing into an even worse relationship than when they started. You almost truly wish that Daniel hadn't very intentionally accidentally missed grabbing a cookie, I guess, and put his hand on her hand within those first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't. Ugh.
But my wish for our listeners is just, why don't you just be honest with your family? Let's try that this year. I think you have before, and I think it was exhausting because it didn't stick. I think this time, with maybe some of that Christmas magic that gives you a kind of joy that you can't normally reach, and a touch of grace, just be honest. I think it'll be worthwhile. Just tell them how you feel. If they bring up that thing that you're like, I wish you wouldn't do that anymore, tell them why. And they're going to be heated, and just be ready for it.
Grandma, you suck.
Let them know. Good start, Jordan. That's great.
Yeah.
Let grandma know she sucks.
Hey.
It's simple enough.
From our house to yours, tell your grandma she sucks this year.
Say hi to your grandmother for me.
Say hi to your grandmother for me. Tell her she sucks. Your
grandmother for me.
Ooh, I should have Wahlbergs on the family.
10.
11?
Yeah.
True.
isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.